You brought this upon yourselves! You defy our power! You defy our kindness and leadership! Everything that was ours we gave to you, and you repay us with betrayal!
Cap's shield rebounds off Namor's jaw.
Shame on you, Namor! Avengers, how are you and where are you?
Imperius Rex!
Captain America takes evasive action as Namor, crackling with Phoenix power, rockets down on an intercept course. But Namor is on someone else's intercept path. The double-handed power of the Iron Fist sends Namor plummeting to the shallow waters below. Not far away, Captain America is confronted by a huge blue-skinned Atlantean warrior wielding a power trident.
Die, surface dweller! Not today!
The Submariner rises from the thigh-deep waters, swamping the streets.
A worthy effort.
Namor shakes off Iron Fist's thunderous double-fisted blow and lashes out with the Phoenix power.
But nowhere near enough.
You brought this on yourself!
I was just thinking the same thing!
As Namor staggers back, Black Panther follows up the blast from his Wakandan energy rifle, leaping forward for a closer shot. Namor's Phoenix energy catches Black Panther mid-leap. T'Challa recovers quickly, rolling to his feet and bringing up his weapon. Namor reaches out and crushes the energy rifle's barrel.
I am going to see you dead for this, Namor!
Not with the tool of a surface dweller. And not by your hand, King T'Challa. You must know I would not stand for this. You must know I was going to come here and kill you. You must know your power is nothing compared to mine now.
I do know that. I was just stalling.
What?
Namor looks up to see, dropping rapidly through the sky from the Quinn carrier above, the heaviest hitters in the Avengers arsenal. Red Hulk, Thor, The Thing, The Vision, Valkyrie, and Doctor Strange are all coming at him for their piece of vengeance. Dropping at a greater distance behind them are more Avengers. Daredevil, Falcon, Spider-Man, Beast, and Quicksilver, ready to do their best if the front line should falter. The sight fills Namor with unquenchable rage. He flings Panther aside. The Phoenix takes decades of pent-up frustration in the Submariner, every perceived slight or humiliation suffered at the hands of the human race, and uses it as hyper-volatile fuel for a staggering eruption of its cosmic power. Imperium! Thor, Red Hulk, and The Thing rapidly struggle to their feet, each of them aware that this is a fight to the finish. There will be no clever banter, no holds barred. They either take Namor down now, or they go down forever. They come at him from all sides, overlapping their attacks so he has no time to recover. Doctor Strange joins the fray, snaring the bloody Namor in the powerful crimson bands of Sidorak, forged in Babylon 900 years before the birth of Christ. The Vision comes down with maximum density, his boot heels slamming Namor's face deep into the ground. Namor lies still, face down on the shattered pavement. The Red Hulk reaches down to him, ready to deliver more punishment.
You do not touch me!
Namor's hand grabs Red Hulk's wrist, and there's a flare of Phoenix energy. The Red Hulk's forearm snaps like a tree branch.
You do not dishonor me!
Namor takes hold of him, and with little effort, flings him at the staggered perimeter of shocked Avengers. Phoenix fire dances around the Atlantean monarch as he turns toward the rocky figure charging at him.
I am Homo Superior! I am your king!
Splinters of orange crust fly off Ben Grimm's jaw from the force of Namor's backhand.
Power was given to us. We were chosen. I was chosen. Who are you to define us?
As a his fellow Avengers writhe in the throes of the Phoenix Fire, the Son of Odin hurtles into the sky, Mjolnir clenched toward the heavens.
By Asgard itself? This must end!
Preparing to bring down the lightning and thunder. Utopia, mutant capital of the world.
Summers, you're going to want to take a look at this.
Magneto gestures to a huge holographic observation screen floating in front of him. The scene in Wakanda is displayed as it happens far across the globe.
What is he doing, Magneto?
It would appear whatever he wants.
He's his own mutant, Scott. Always has been.
What do you know about this, Emma?
I know that Namor is going to do what Namor is going to do. And if you thought otherwise, you were really kidding yourself. Look at the plus side. Now you know where the Avengers are.
She's got the point.
Scott turns his head to Emma. His visor obscures his eyes, but the look of betrayal is indisputable. The choice has been made for him, and he is not pleased.
Open the siege, Courageous. We're going to Wakanda. Now!
You have the eye of madness, King Namor. But though I do pity you, I will put you down nonetheless.
In the skies above Wakanda, Namor catches Thor's forearm in mid-swing.
I beseech you, Namor. End this now!
Indeed I shall. Burn, Asgardian! Burn!
Thor goes limp, finally succumbing, losing consciousness. He dangles like a ragdoll by his cape, clutched in Namor's fist.
Damn.
On the ground below, Captain America has been holding off. He's been keeping her whereabouts secret to avoid attack from the Phoenix Five, but he knows it's time to call in the biggest gun in his arsenal.
Now, Wanda, now!
The Scarlet Witch appears in the sky with Namor, her billowing crimson cape and long dark flowing hair whipping in the wind as she assumes a spellcasting stance. Her eyes can't hide a little fear, but if that's what it takes, she's ready to die for her friends. She's ready, perhaps, for some form of redemption. Namor hurls Phoenix Fire at her, but Wanda meets it with her own chaos magic. Their struggle lights up the sky and brings them both pain and punishing physical cost.
What is this? No!
Namor falters, struggling to maintain control as the Phoenix Force seems to loosen in his grasp, to evaporate from his very pores. He writhes, convulsing violently as if in the midst of an exorcism. The cosmic bird of fire pours up and out of him, even as Namor begins to plummet toward Earth. It's clear to those on the ground that the effort has drained the Scarlet Witch no less.
What's happening?
Wanda!
Vision rockets into the sky.
I have you.
Namor is not so lucky. Ben Grimm lumbers wearily over to the Submariner's unmoving body.
And that's just 'cause you're you.
Did we win?
Win?
The Avengers look around at the devastation surrounding them. The Wakandan palace grounds are a rubble-strewn battlefield of dead Atlanteans and Wakandans, and the corpses of undersea creatures. Thor is on one knee, shaking off the effects of the Phoenix Fire. Valkyrie and Daredevil lie unconscious and wounded. The Red Hulk clutches his broken arm in shock. Wakandan survivors stagger to help each other, attending to the wounded, just beginning to come to grips with the extent of the disaster they've somehow lived through. The Quinn carrier that brought the Avengers' cavalry here lies crashed and smoking from Namor's initial Phoenix Blast.
It took all of us just to knock down one of him. It took all we had. And look! Look at my country. Look what he did to my people.
The other Phoenixes are gonna come for us now. We're stuck. We're sitting ducks.
The Siege Courageous portal opens in the sky above.
Oh, crap. This ain't good.
The four remaining Phoenix-enhanced X-Men emerge, standing in the air, wrapped in Phoenix flame. Cyclops looks down at Captain America, who meets his gaze. A tight, triumphant smile tweaks the corners of Scott Summers' mouth as the others gather around him, looking ready to launch into battle. After what they've just been through, Steve Rogers knows there's little hope to be had facing off against four more like the Submariner. But Captain America will be damned if he's going to back down.
All right, then. Come on!
Suddenly, before anything else can transpire... The remaining Phoenix Force within Namor begins to swirl around him in a pyre of energy. Flowering upward and splitting apart into four separate firebirds. The Phoenix Four stare down in shock and wonder as the Phoenix Birds fly up and into them. A halo of brilliant energy surrounds the Four. A wave of ecstasy sweeps over them as they draw in even more power. On the ground, Captain America seizes the opportunity.
Avengers!
He slides off one of his gloves to get at the recently created device hidden there.
What is this?
Thanks to Tony Stark, this is us outsmarting them. Let's move!
Cap windmills an arm as the Avengers hurry toward the tall, glowing door. Ben scoops up Valkyrie, Vision carries Wanda, and Falcon has Daredevil.
Go! Go!
Namor struggles to lift his head as he stares at the ground in disbelief.
No. It went to them.
Did you feel that? Oh, did I feel that?
Namor has fallen. His part of the Phoenix Force has been bequeathed to the rest of us.
Is that what happens? Is that what happens when one of us falls?
The four look down at the destruction that Namor's actions have wrought. The Black Panther stares up at them defiantly amidst the ruins of his kingdom. He has made no tactical retreat. He will never abandon his people. Scott Summers almost feels shame.
I guess we missed the party.
Where did they go?
I don't feel them.
They couldn't have gotten far.
Scott?
How dare you, Scott Summers? This stops now, Scott. This is madness, and this is as far as you go.
It's not your call, Charles.
The others look at Scott. The only voice they hear is his.
All that I taught you, all that I try to instill in you as an X-Man, this is a punishing disappointment.
Get out of my head, Xavier. You join us or you leave us be. This is not your fight. You forfeited your right to tell me what to do,
Scott,
when you...
I'm saying to you as clearly as I can, stop this or I will stop you.
Charles, if you could have, you would have.
Scott... I love you. I don't want to do what you're going to make me do.
If you love me, you'll side with me.
You leave me no choice.
Scott, I couldn't hear him. What did Charles...
Doesn't matter. He doesn't matter.
The Vision steps through to join the others in Kunlun, carrying the unconscious Scarlet Witch.
Close the portal.
That was quick. Iron Fist, you want to give us the tour?
Avengers, welcome to my home, away from home.
Spider-Man tests the movement in his sore shoulder.
What's the rent like?
So let's do the math here. We took one down, and it took damn near all of us to do it.
We finally got a lucky shot, and all we did was make the other ones more powerful?
So even when we win, we lose.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly how it feels to be me. Every day of the week.
So, what exactly is the plan?
Cap?
Captain America puts his hands on his hips, looking pensive, but he doesn't reply.
Is there a plan?
17 hours from now.
Feels sticky. Why am I so sticky? This is blood.
Stay down. Stay down.
Where did all this blood come from?
I said, stay down.
Someone's hurt, bleeding. Someone needs help. Who?
Afraid I can't do that.
You will.
Oh, wait. Now I remember.
Whether you want to or not.
It's my blood.
The mystical city of Kanlan. Now.
It's been 8 days since the fall of Wakanda. 8 days since we came here to Kunlun with our tail between our legs. And every day since, it's only gotten worse.
Stay focused. You got this.
Right now, I'm with Hope Summers. Both of us balancing atop pagoda-style rooftop spires not far from each other. Hope's doing it with a bucket of water at each end of a pole across her shoulders, as part of her ongoing training here. Not sure exactly how it's going to help her against the Phoenix Four, but hey, we're sticking to the program. I'm sort of her coach at the moment. Maintaining equilibrium on impossibly small balance points high up in the air is kind of my thing.
Oh, man.
It's gotten so that every time I hear that mystical portal start to open, my heart sinks. I haven't cracked a joke in weeks. There's just nothing funny about the end of the world.
Here they come.
Don't be so gloomy. You act like you haven't already been through a million different scrapes like this. Look, the good guys always win in the end, right?
Tell that to my Uncle Ben.
What?
Nothing. Keep training.
The portal opening means Avengers are coming back from a mission, out searching for our teammates who've been taken prisoner by the X-Men. Wolverine, Red Hulk, Iron Fist, and She-Hulk emerge through the glowing door, looking like they've been through hell. Logan and Jennifer are on either side of Red Hulk, supporting him as he staggers through. He has a cast on the arm that Namor broke back in Wakanda.
Smash. Does smash. Go.
Maybe next time, big guy.
Not once since we came here have they come back from a mission with anything remotely resembling good news. And sometimes, they don't come back at all.
Wait, is that it? That can't be it. Where's...
We lost him.
You lost Thor? How do you lose Thor? You know we only had one of him, right?
Hey, a joke. There you go. I'm so darn proud of myself.
Colossus and Magic took him down together. We're getting killed out there. The Phoenix hosts are more powerful than ever, and half our people are either laid up or missing. Where the hell is Tony?
Tony Stark stares into a laptop screen, scrutinizing with bloodshot eyes the graphics displayed there. His hair is stringy and unkempt, and it's been a while since he's held a shaving razor in his hand. His armor and the state-of-the-art laptop perched on the ancient desk are the only indications of any technology that's been produced any time in the previous 2 centuries. Time-worn text, scrolls, and grimoire surround him on 3 sides. A nearby candle burns low.
Wanda's hex magic, Hope, the Iron Fist. Somehow it all fits together.
He's been in this room for days, trying to pull all of these disparate elements into a coherent, practical theory, trying to reconcile science with mysticism. And he's almost pulling his hair out in frustration.
Somehow.
Is that all that came back? Where's the big guy with the hammer?
Get back to your training.
I'm sick of balancing with buckets and doing one-handed push-ups and hearing all about the 36 chambers of what the hell ever. That's all anybody ever wants me to do is train. I'm just ready to hit something.
Iron Fist says you train, so you train. One thing I've learned being an Avenger, your moment will come. It's a big group, a lot of moving parts, a lot of big awesome people doing big awesome things. They don't always have time to stop and take a knee to explain to you what the heck is going on. You learn to follow the guys who always seem to know where they're headed, and you wait for your moment. Doesn't matter how many gods or super soldiers or Hulks they got on the payroll, once you're an Avenger, it never fails. Sooner or later, the time comes when it's your turn to step up to the plate. You just gotta make sure you're ready.
I am ready. I don't know what happened on the moon, but I know I'm ready to prove myself.
No more questions, Daniel-san. Wax on, wax off. Paint the fence, sand the floor. Don't let Johnny sweep the leg. God help us all.
Captain America walks into the room they've set up to act as a medical bay, grimly assessing what he sees there. Daredevil is in a bed with his leg in a cast. Mockingbird wears a neck brace.
Hey, take it slow, big guy.
Wolverine and She-Hulk are helping Red Hulk to a pair of beds that Beast has rolled together and locked down to accommodate Red Hulk's giant frame. Cap nods to Dr. McCoy as he crosses to Danny Rand.
We can't go on like this. Tell me we're making some progress.
I wish I could. Stark hasn't left his room in 3 days. No one's seen the Black Panther since the fall of Wakanda, and despite training all day, every day, Hope still isn't ready. Nor do we even fully understand what will happen once
you're saying you need more time, but we don't have it. At this rate, we won't make it another week. Not with what we've got. If we're gonna keep fighting, we've got to find our missing people.
Siberia, the Verkhoyansk Mountains, one of the coldest places on Earth. Amid the snow-covered peaks, there is an active volcano that was not there mere moments before. Clouds of steam and ash pour out of its fiery opening. Hovering over the top of that unnatural eruption, Colossus and Magic address the God of Thunder, who is bound with chains of phoenix fire. Thor struggles in vain to break free.
Welcome to Siberia, God of Thunder.
Magic gestures, and Thor is lowered into the volcano. Demonic hands reach out from the molten lava to welcome him.
It's happening to all of them now, isn't it?
On a snowy peak, not far away, a small group of apprehensive X-Men observe.
I thought Namor was just being Namor, but now they're... Dear God, they're all being corrupted by the Phoenix, aren't they?
Damn it, this time we were in the right. We were actually gonna remake the world for the better. And now we're throwing Avengers into volcanoes. Damn it!
Nobody has seen Professor Xavier for days, and I hear mutants are already leaving Utopia. So what the hell are we supposed to do?
You should leave, too.
Storm turns away from Gambit and the others with a determined expression.
All of you, now.
Ethiopia, the Danakil Desert. It is a cracked earth landscape, teeming with burbling volcanoes, foul-smelling sulfur springs, and terrifically volatile tectonic activity. The hottest, most inhospitable place on Earth. Emma Frost is sitting alone in this alien environment, hovering cross-legged, her eyes closed as if meditating, when Scott Summers floats up to her.
Lovely spot you picked for a meeting, Emma.
She speaks without looking at him.
It's the most hostile land I could find. No other mines around for miles. I enjoy the quiet.
Why are we here? Since Namor went rogue, everything's on the verge of going to hell. I need you back at Utopia with me.
I could end all this in the blink of an eye, Scott. Since Namor fell, since we received his portion of the power, I've been reaching out, touching every mind on the face of the Earth, including the Avengers. I could reach inside their heads right now and simply turn them off, just like flicking a switch. I think part of me wants to do it.
Now you're sounding like Namor. This isn't a war. They want to make us look like the bad guys here, but we're the ones who are changing the world for the better. The Avengers will come around. We won't give them any other choice.
Scott turns to leave.
Get it together and come home, Emma. And let's finish what we started.
I know where they're keeping Hope.
What did you say?
I've been peeking inside so many minds. And some of the things I found.
Emma, focus. Where is she? Where's Hope?
It sounds made up, but apparently it's real. It's called Kun Lun.
I know of it.
Scott, wait!
Cyclops is already gone, but Emma doesn't seem to notice.
I'm worried about what I might do next. Please, stop me.
Later. At the home of a middle-aged man and his family,
The White Queen justifies her earlier fears, although at the moment, she's not the one who's terrified.
You are John Abrams. You are a pilot.
Who are you? What do you want from me?
1987. You were flying over the Gulf. You hit something. Someone.
I don't know.
John!
His name was Danielle Montego. 13 years old. From Honduras. He'd grown wings 3 days before. You never stopped. You never called it in. I see it all in your mind. He was a mutant, and you killed him. And all these years, you thought you'd gotten away with it. You thought it was your little secret. No one has secrets anymore. Not from me.
Wakanda, what's left of it? The painstaking process of recovery has begun.
Is today the day you speak to me?
Black Panther doesn't turn to Storm as he lifts a chunk of debris by its jagged, exposed rebar.
You have to stop coming here.
They are my people too, T'Challa. I want to help them rebuild, the same as you.
They are not your people anymore. Since the attack, all X-Men have officially been branded enemies of Wakanda.
You know I would have fought beside you if I had known this was happening. I've only stayed with the X-Men to try and stop something like this from ever happening again.
You are now free to stay with the X-Men for as long as you like, Pororo.
T'Challa pulls back his mask and turns to her. For the first time since she has arrived, he looks her in the eyes.
Our marriage was annulled by the High Priest of the Panther Clan. You are not my wife anymore.
The High Priest of the Panther Clan? But... you are the High Priest.
Please do not come here again.
Let us not talk now of personal matters. I came here today to try and put an end to this entire ordeal. Please, just tell the Avengers. Tell them I want to help.
Siberia, the Verkhoyansk Mountains. In the dark of the nighttime snowscape, a blizzard rages, the fierce winds whipping the quarter-sized snowflakes in swirls and funnels. The Kunlun door portal opens near the base of Magic's newly created volcano, the entryway to Limbo, and an Avengers strike team steps out onto the frigid terrain. Captain America, Wolverine, Spider-Man, Iron Fist, Doctor Strange, Black Panther, and She-Hulk.
Remember, we're here to grab our people and get out. Avoid combat if at all possible.
So how do we know this isn't a trap?
Storm wouldn't sell us out like that.
T'Challa, thank you for coming. I promise you, once this is finished, you'll have all the resources of the Avengers to help you rebuild your country.
Stark had better find a way to open that rigid little pebble he calls a mind and find himself some answers outside of science. For Wakanda will be but the first to fall. Please do tell him I said that. Let us hurry.
As they approach the base of the volcano, they see a cave-like entrance, just as Storm predicted. Flickering light spills out from it.
Smells like hell. Literally.
This volcano is unnatural. It is teeming with demonic energy.
And phoenix fire.
This way, Avengers.
Everybody else just heard that too, right?
Storm and Professor X stand inside the cave entrance, waiting for them.
We must move quickly.
This is unconscionable. Magic has raised a portion of Limbo to the earthly plane. Hell on Earth.
Makes for an effective prison, I'll bet. Let's find our people.
Renum cop covarium.
Doctor Strange gestures with a practiced wave of an arm.
Be wary. We will not be heard nor seen for the time being. But even my invisibility spell will not cloak us long from the manner of eyes in this place.
We should maintain telepathic silence for as long as possible. At least until I locate the minds of your friends.
You smell what I smell. Dinner.
Cape Dezhnev, the Bering Strait.
It's happening. They're coming for their friends, just like I knew they would. We must hurry to greet them.
Colossus stands looking out at the coast, which is covered with dead beached whales. Whales with giant crab legs.
What have you been doing here, brother?
I thought the whales might like it if I gave them legs. But I'm afraid I forgot they weren't very good at breathing on land.
Magic opens a portal with her phoenix-enhanced soul sword.
For what it's worth, I like them better this way. Let us go.
All right. After we're done, can you help me make more whales?
We found them.
The captured Avengers are suspended upside down from the cavernous ceiling, enveloped in glistening membranous wrappings that resemble cocoons. Leech-like demonic creatures slither and ooze across the surface of these cocoons. Through the membranes, She-Hulk can make out Spider-Woman, Luke Cage, Ms. Marvel, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Quicksilver, Ben Grimm, and Thor, who still bound in magic's chains of phoenix fire. None of them are moving.
Oh my god, are they even still alive?
Barely. These creatures are feeding on their minds. Perhaps their very souls.
Let's get them out of here, now.
With pleasure.
Wolverine sinks his claws into one of the leech creatures. The Avengers spend the next several minutes cutting the hostages down and freeing them from the tough, slimy cocoons. Some of the groggy heroes begin to stir, but none are in any condition to escape under their own steam. At this point, Iron Fist discovers something especially disconcerting.
This isn't good. I can't open the portal to Kun Lun in this place. There's too much demonic interference.
And my teleportation spells are being blocked. We'll have to carry them out by hand.
Guys, who's gonna carry us?
Colossus and Magic step out of the Siege Courageous. Their intent is clear.
Peter, Alyana, don't do this. You're better than...
Yes, Professor.
We are better.
We have them outnumbered almost 5-1. We're fighting with our backs to the wall. But truth be told, we never stood a chance. This is gonna end just like all the other missions. When that portal opens back at Kun Lun, only bad news is gonna step out of it. If any of us step out of it at all. That's the first thought that goes through my head. But then I remember something I once heard a surprisingly wise man say. Once you're an Avenger, it never fails. Sooner or later, the time comes when it's your turn to step up to the plate. Just make sure you're ready.
Danny, tell Hope I meant what I said.
What?
I quickly scan for the most strategically fragile section of the rock wall. Then I start snagging my teammates and yanking them back toward me. The semi-conscious ex-cocoon prisoners are lying all around me.
This way! Everybody, now!
What are you doing?
Start grabbing the hostages and get everybody out. I'll hold them off for as long as I can.
Don't be crazy, kid. You can't.
Just do it, Cap! Huh. Timed up pretty good.
My manufactured cave-in completely sealed us off from the rest of the Avengers. Yep. Trapped in here, it's just little old me and the two invincible demigods.
Howdy.
You're going to hold us off? How exactly do you plan on doing that, little man?
Why, the power of laughter, of course. Okay, knock, knock. Boy, nobody appreciates the classics anymore.
Storm just opened an exit. This way.
The rescue team struggles to assist and in some cases carry their groggy comrades. She-Hulk lugs the massive limp body of Ben Grimm. Iron Fist notices that Wolverine has Thor in a fireman's carry. He also notices that the sizzling phoenix chains are still unwrapping the unconscious Thunder God.
My God, Wolverine, those chains are burning
you. Just get the damn portal open!
They can't have gotten far.
We'll drag them all back in chains, and the hellworms will eat well tonight.
I will clear our path. It will not take long.
Hey, where are you guys going? We were just starting to get to know each other. Let's see. You're both into spelunking and barbecues and punching really hard. I prefer quiet dinners and moonlight strolls along the Hudson.
Annoying insect!
You know, I thought my webs were at least flame resistant. Oh well, back to the drawing board.
Just cripple him and be done with it.
Stay down. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt anyone. At least, I don't think I do.
That last backhand of his definitely broke something in my face. Hurts to breathe. Hurts to lie still. But staying down is not an option.
I know how you feel, big guy. I detest violence as well. How about we settle things with a round of thumb wrestling? No, wait, never mind. Your thumbs are huge. That was close. Okay. Good job. You punched me in the face a bunch of times, so any minute now the crowd will start cheering my name, and by the end, we'll all be tearing down the Berlin Wall together. Wait, you guys have seen Rocky IV, right?
This grows tiresome. You may play with this fool if you wish. I shall clear a path to the others.
Hey, don't be sneaking off now! This is where the party is!
Well, she's not pulling any punches. Spider sense buzzing non-stop, like a migraine. Mask full of blood. Legs feel like they're made of melted cheese.
I said, stay down.
Afraid I can't do that.
You will, whether you want to or not.
The good news is, the migraine stops. The bad news? I can't feel my head at all anymore.
Ugh, poor boy. All this power and you don't even know how to use it. Finish him already, brother, before I finish you both.
Please stop saying such things, sister. You are beginning to worry me. I worry what this power is doing to you, Ilyana. I worry that you are giving in to the darkness. Perhaps you should let me carry this burden for the both of us.
You simple-minded child! You barely know what to do with your own power, let alone—
I am not a child! I am your older brother! And you would do well to remember that, lest—
You would do well to remove your hand! I will not tell you again!
Come on, guys. Let's keep this civil.
All this fighting between brother and sister is just so unseemly. You guys gotta learn to get along. After all, you both know what would happen to all that power if one of you was to fall, right?
With sudden sharpness, Colossus and Magic's eyes meet. Each of them sees the need to strike first. Kunlun. The Avengers' rescue mission staggers wearily out of the portal, carrying and assisting the freed hostages. Iron Fist has the partially regenerated but still injured Hawkeye's arm around his shoulders, taking most of his weight, as Hope Summers runs to meet her teacher at the portal.
This is the last of them.
But where are Captain America and the others?
They went back for Spider-Man.
Where's Spider-Man?
Back at the volcano, facing down Colossus and Magic.
What?
That's how he got away. The volcano. It was erupting as we left.
Captain America, Wolverine, Black Panther, and Storm remain in the volcano, Standing before the wall of rubble from Spider-Man's collapse of the cavern ceiling.
Stand back! I will clear us passage!
I see him!
Spider-Man!
Are you all right?
Hey, guys.
His suit is in tatters, half his mask is missing, he's dripping blood from his exposed mouth, and from a variety of other places. Swaying, Spider-Man gestures to the prone unconscious forms of Colossus and Magic.
Holy crap. Did you?
Who, me? I wish. They took each other down. I think I might have helped a bit. Did I do good, Uncle Ben?
You did good, soldier. You did good.
Okay. I'm gonna take a nap now. If that's all right.
So wait. If they're both down, that means their power just went...
Yes. Yes, it did.
In Kun Lun, Hope Summers and Iron Fist turn and look up at the sky, shielding their eyes from the intense glare. At the moment, they are the only ones still out near the Kun Lun portal, the other Avengers having gone inside to treat their wounded. This rent in the sky is not the portal the Avengers just came through.
What in the world is that?
That's what it looks like when someone tears their way through dimensions. I am sorry, Hope. I truly am.
Sorry? What are you... Oh, God.
I'm sorry we'll never get to finish your training.
Hope!
He stands in midair, 10 feet off the ground in a phoenix-shaped aura of power, looking somehow enormous, godlike, even though he still wears the shell of a mortal man.
Time to come home!
She's not going anywhere!
I wasn't speaking to you. A demonstration, then, of what will happen if you resist.
Cyclops' visor flares with phoenix energy.
Playtime is over. Time to face destiny, Hope.
What the hell? What's going on? An earthquake?
Scanning for seismic activity. Negative for earthquake. Phoenix energy detected. 2.2 miles.
Damn it. It's too soon. She isn't ready yet.
Why even resist? You're putting innocent people at risk for no reason. Don't you see what we've accomplished?
Well, Mussolini made the trains run on time too, Summers. But you're not taking this girl.
Please, Iron Fist. Don't make me laugh.
When I move, you run.
No, this is mine.
Find Lei Kung the Thunderer. He'll know what to do if anyone does.
But...
The caves. Hurry.
Iron Fist leaps, both fists glowing with power. Cyclops merely raises a hand. Iron Fist is seized in midair.
Really? Have you not been paying attention at all since the world changed?
Iron Fist uses his entire body to channel his chi energy, straining to break free of the Phoenix's unyielding grip.
You're nothing to us, Ran. None of you Avengers are.
Just need one.
Forget it.
He waves his hand dismissively, flinging Iron Fist into a wall.
It's no use talking to you people. None of you understand. I'm trying to save a whole species.
Come on, Hope. Move! Move!
Oh, you know this is pointless. There's nowhere you can hide from me here.
Now what's...
It's called everything I've got left, Summers. Enjoy it.
Siberia. Outside the quiescent volcano, the Avengers pause to assess, Wolverine supporting the battered and bruised Spider-Man. They've lain the unconscious and no longer Phoenix-enhanced Colossus and Magic on the snowy ground before them. Captain America is not sanguine about Charles Xavier's proposed course of action.
No, please. You have to come back with us, Professor. It's too dangerous.
And that's exactly why I can't run away. I won't turn my back on my people. Not again.
I let them all, even Aurora, choose the wrong side.
Storm meets Charles's gaze and nods grimly. Black Panther tentatively puts a hand on his ex-queen's shoulder, and she closes her tearing eyes in reaction.
Scott and Emma are falling under the Phoenix's dark influence. I need to ensure that mutant kind doesn't fall with them.
The floating island of Utopia. The White Queen strides the smooth, Phoenix-crafted path amid the physics-defying architecture, past the long row of kneeling mutants, the resident populace of the transformed Utopia. She enjoys how they all bow to her, how their minds think only good thoughts, only adoration, except for one.
You, Cannonball!
Yes?
You think me cruel?
No, I don't.
Your words and your thoughts don't agree, Mr. Guthrie. Best if you change your thoughts.
Yes! Yes, ma'am!
You have something to say, Eric?
Damn it, Frost.
What, Magneto? What is your complaint?
That's no way to treat your own kind. It's no way to treat anyone. We have a chance here to do something great. The power to change the world for all mutant kind. And you...
No, we do not have power. I have power. And you've forgotten your place, little man.
Let me go!
Do I need to recite your sins to you, Magneto? Absent father. Traitor. Murderer. You're in no position to judge anyone. You arrogant fool.
Damn it.
Kun Lun. The battle between Cyclops and Iron Man has been an intense one, but not of long duration.
You're wasting my time, Stark. And it doesn't matter. I'll find the girl. This whole city can't stop me.
Might be mistaken about that.
I'm practically a god. Mystical kung fu doesn't worry me.
Power levels recharging. 8%. Outer hull resealing in 5.3 minutes.
Not fast enough.
Don't get in my way again.
Hello? Mr. Thunderer?
Hope stops in front of a large, shadowy cave opening on the outskirts of the Mystic City. Light does not spill far into it.
Sure is dark in here. Hello? Is anyone...
I am here, Hope Summers. And it is time for your final lesson.